Prime Minister, it's a time of great global instability, North Korea, Syria. You've been accused of putting party interest, personal interest, ahead of the national interest. That's right, isn't it?
No, this is a decision that I've taken, and I have taken it reluctantly, but I've taken it in the national interest. I think it's important that we have this election now. I think it can strengthen the hand of the government in our negotiations to make Brexit a success, and also enable us to set out our plan for a stronger Britain, taking Britain forward beyond Brexit.
I mean, you said repeatedly until today that there was not going to be an early general election. As you say, you want a mandate from the people to negotiate the kind of Brexit you believe in, but the facts haven't really changed. The narrow majority, the opposition of the Lib Dems and Labour to much of what you want to do. Nothing fundamental has changed, except the opinion polls, which put you in the lead. So it is pragmatic, cynical self-interest.
No, this is about what is going to be in the best long-term interests of this country. When I became Prime Minister last year, I believed that what was necessary was stability for the country and that we ensured that the government was putting into place the decision that had been taken by the public when they voted to leave the European Union. Now, we have done that. We've provided that stability over the last 9 months. We've triggered Article 50. The process of leaving the European Union has started. There is no turning back. We will be leaving the EU. But it became clear while we were doing that that the other political parties, they threatened to vote against the legislation that would enable us to leave the EU, to vote against the final deal. And what became clear is that although people in the country have united and recognised the need to take the country forward, actually there are divisions here in Westminster. And I've come to the view, reluctantly, that the only way, against that background, to ensure that we can provide certainty and stability in the years ahead is to have an election now and for me to ask the public for the support that I need for the decisions that have to be taken.
Rather cuttingly, said to Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister of Scotland, that politics is not a game. She's going to throw that back at you.
Politics is not a game, and the problem is, at the moment, we have other parties who are playing games with politics. I want to ensure that we can get on with the job of delivering on Brexit, making Brexit a success. I think the games that are being played by other parties jeopardise our ability to prepare for Brexit here at home, and they weaken our negotiating hand with Europe. I want us to have the strongest possible hand for negotiating with the European Union, because I want to get the best possible deal for Britain. I want Brexit to be a real success for this country.
Was there a specific moment when you changed your mind on this?
Well, as I say, as we were going through the Article 50 process, the opposition, the potential attempts to jeopardise or frustrate the process in the future became clearer. And then before Easter, I spent a few days walking in Wales with my husband, thought about this long and hard, and came to the decision that to provide that stability and certainty for the future, that this was the way to do it, to have an election. And, you know, I trust the British people. The British people gave the government a job to do in terms of coming out of the European Union. And I'm going to be asking the British people to put their trust in me in ensuring we deliver a success of that.
There are always risks when you go to the country. One specific risk relates to Scotland. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is bound to say to the people of Scotland that they should vote for the SNP to give her further support for her view that she wants to take Scotland out of the UK. Your hand could be weakened in relation to Scotland.
I will be out there championing the cause of a United Kingdom. I believe that we are stronger as a United Kingdom. I think this union we have between Northern Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales is a very precious union. I think we all benefit by it, and I will unashamedly be out there campaigning for the future of the United Kingdom as a United Kingdom.
It's also a critical juncture at the early start of Brexit negotiations, with EU leaders deciding essentially the structure of how to negotiate with us. Will you have the personal resource to put into those talks what's necessary?
Well, yes, but if you think about it, the timing that I said we will have of an election on the 8th of June means that over the next few weeks we will be having our election campaign at the time when the European Union will be getting their decisions about what they want to have in terms of the negotiating strategy together. So there is, if you like, this moment of opportunity for us to do this, to strengthen our hand when those formal negotiations start, once the EU has decided what their aims in the negotiations are, to be able then to go to Europe and say that the British people have supported our plan for that future relationship with the EU and have supported our plan for a stronger Britain for the future will be very important.
And again, just to, in fact, go back more or less to where we started, a standoff between North Korea and America, apparent standoff between America and Russia over Syria. These are quite scary times. Will you have, again, the personal time and space to devote what's necessary to ensure the security of this country?
Yes, I will. And crucially, I think at this point where we have so many things happening across the world, not just what we're doing here in the UK in relation to the EU, but all these other issues across the world, now is the time when the UK needs strong and stable leadership. That is what I will be asking the British public to put their trust in me to provide for them for the future.
And so finally, I think this issue of trust is so important. You have said repeatedly it's so important to rebuild the trust of people in politicians. How can you persuade British people that this isn't just a sort of cynical taking advantage of a wide poll margin in the Tories' favour?
Well, I think if people look at what I've done and what we've done in government since the referendum vote, since I took over as Prime Minister, we provided stability and crucially we have rolled our sleeves up, we've got on with the job, we've said we are going to deliver on Brexit. We've taken that absolutely crucial first step, which is triggering Article 50. There's no turning back now. The UK will be leaving the EU. I hope that what people will see is I'm somebody who likes to just get on with the job and get the job done. What I want to do is to be able to do that for the future, deliver a real success of Brexit, deliver for working people up and down this country, and deliver a future, an ambitious future for a stronger Britain in the future. I believe I can do that with a stronger negotiating hand in Europe and with the backing of the British people at an election.
And in an emotional sense, having your own personal mandate rather than one inherited from David Cameron?
Well, I think the times have changed. I mean, I stood on the Conservative Party manifesto in 2015, but that manifesto was for a time when there was going to be a referendum, but there was a general assumption that we would stay in the EU. Things have changed. We're leaving the European Union. We need to look now for a different future. That global Britain, that ambitious, strong, confident Britain out there around the world, but also ensuring that there's prosperity and growth for everybody up and down the whole United Kingdom.
Prime Minister, many thanks.
Thank you.